How much momentum is there as winning streaks go on like this? Does it catch? I mean, I know it's one game at a time, but how much momentum is there when you roll off a winning streak like this?
I'd like to say there's a lot, but honestly, we're so consumed and just keep attacking each week, and we're so busy throughout the week preparing that you kind of forget about what you've done, and I think that's a good thing, though. I think, you know, you go through practice and you have a bad player, something that kind of sticks with you. And I think that's, like I said, I think that's a good thing. Just keep working, keep getting better, and just kind of continue to get on the same page.
Question on Kyle. What has been the key to how efficient that he has been in the red zone this year for you guys?
I think he's been efficient everywhere. I think he's just an all-around football player who comes to work every day and busts his tail. I think he's a guy who doesn't really get frustrated. He just kind of keeps doing his business, keeps preparing the same way. And he's a great leader in that aspect because he kind of just leads by example.
Have you had any byplay with Captain this week?
No, I mean, obviously, Captain, he was a great teammate, and he's a really good football player. So, obviously, what they do is a lot different than what we do here. So, the techniques are different and things like that. But he's the same old Captain, so it'll be fun to face him.
How much talking do you expect from him on Sunday?
I don't know. Same old. You know, we have a good relationship, and he, like I said, he was a great teammate. So I'm excited. I think it'll be a fun little matchup, and I know I'm going to get his best.
Was he a defense from the last time you guys played?
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty similar, but I think they're playing really well together right now. They have a lot of guys that can fly around and find the football. A lot of guys are really intelligent and very athletic. So they're a good group, and it kind of seems like every week it's like we get a really good defense. So, but that's what you want.
Was Captain a talker with you in practices?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But that's I think that's just the nature of being a defensive back. So that's just the game of football. But I think there's you know, kind of everywhere around the NFL. It's not really negative. It's just all, you know, part of the game, and it's just kind of that competitive nature coming out, which is what you want.
You said it was kind of the nature of a defensive back, but Xavier, I mean, is he a talker?
Oh, absolutely.
That? Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think has kind of been the key to his success this year? Xavier.
I think there's a lot of things that go into it. I think the way he prepares, the way he practices through training camp, OTAs, all that. I mean, he gives it everything he got on every play, and he wants to be out there practicing and getting better. And then I think he takes coaching extremely well. He's a guy that he wants to keep getting better and better and better. And I think that stuff kind of rubs off on other people, and we're glad he's on our side.
You're not afraid you're a little talking yourself, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm a competitive person, so... I think it means you're having fun out there and just enjoying being out there and competing. And, you know, if another guy's going to come at you, you better come right back at him. Otherwise, you're going to hear it even more.
What'd you get out of that chat?
What's up?
What'd you get out of that chat with Moss?
I got a lot out of it, football wise. You know, he really didn't want to interview me. He wanted to talk about football, which was cool for me. And I also kind of remembered, when he started talking about football, I remembered him actually doing that in game, so that was pretty cool for me.
Did you use that little tip he gave you on that last first down?
I don't remember the last first down, yeah.
I'm watching it going, that sounds awful. To get to space and in a zone,
right.
It's probably nothing you already knew, but he made it sound like it was next level stuff. And it looked like...
There's things that he was kind of telling me that kind of popped in my mind, like, oh, that is good, and I may have used it before, but it was kind of just a good reminder, hey, that is a good kind of switch up or, you know, a good little tip to use when you need something to really get open.
I know you won't be opposing him, but you'll be seeing him. How weird it'll be seeing Matt Khalil just kind of lining up for the Carolina after all these years with the Vikings.
Yeah, it'll be a little different. You know, a lot of respect for him. He was another guy that was just a really good teammate, another guy that came to work every day and busted his tail. So, yeah, it'll be good to see him.
Saw Zimmer giving you a hard time pre-practice, putting your shoes on. Is it nice having a laid-back Zimmer?
I don't know if it was laid back. He was giving me crap, like, you better get your tail up. But, I mean, he expects a lot out of us, and that's what you want out of a head coach.
You guys have a lot of top-tier talent here, but a lot of guys, like, first-round draft picks. But look at yourself. You look at guys like Case, kind of an underdog. How much do you think that's rubbed off on the rest of the team?
I don't think we think of it as an underdog role, to be honest. I think we're just playing football. And, I don't know if it's rubbed off on the team or not, but I think we just have a lot of guys that don't care where they were drafted, even the first round guys. They don't care that they were drafted in the first round. They're going to treat practice, they're going to treat their preparation, they're going to treat games exactly like everybody else, and they know that if they're not performing, that someone else is coming for their job, and they want to prepare and play at a high level.
The first string offense didn't get a ton of work with Case just through the offseason. How much would you say you've grown just kind of week to week over the past 10 weeks or so with him?
Yeah, I mean, well, we did get a lot of work with him, surprisingly. And not obviously every rep and things like that, but it's been, you know, or each week you feel the growth of, you know, knowing he kind of knows how we like to run our routes, how we like the ball thrown, and I think every day I think that's why practice is so important, because every day there's something that comes up that you're like, man, you know, I'm going to do it this way, and, you know, or he might say, hey, I'd like you to get a little more depth. And the ball is going to be here. So it seems like every day something comes up, and I think that's a good thing. You just keep growing and kind of keep getting on the same page.
Is that showing up, too, in the red zone, just the compressed area? It's a lot more difficult to operate.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, the coaches have done a good job of getting us in the plays that that Case is really comfortable with, and the throws that he's really comfortable with. And then, like I said, he's doing a really good job of just making sure that if we don't get something that's not perfect in practice, that we're getting it after practice and getting that timing down, and just, like I said, just where he likes the football in certain situations.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Thanks.